to Roy, New Mexico, for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on, I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Royco. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, and my name is RBCP. Filling in for Roy, who was supposed to be filling in for Brad today, but he couldn't make it in today, so it's me. That opening song was by Ruprecht the Monkey Boy. I'm sure everybody knows that. It's called Come Monday. So thank you, Mr. Monkey Boy, for making that masterpiece for us. It's pretty great. I have some bad news, you guys. I hate to start out the show with bad news, but I have bad news. It looks like somebody in the PLA Facebook group, his name is Dino, he made a hang up the phone soundboard featuring the soothing voice of our dear leader, Brad Carter. That's what he wrote, not me. But the bad news is I think this is going to put me out of a job, because basically it's prank calls, but I don't have to be there. You guys can just use my voice. You can use Dino's soundboard. Like, you guys, listen to this.
Hang up the phone.
See, that wasn't me. That wasn't me, you guys. That was the soundboard.
Hang up the phone. Yeah, hang up the phone. Yeah, and I'm asking you to hang up the phone.
So it's a whole soundboard, and it has, I don't know, it looks like 50 different things by me telling people to hang up the phone. So you can call somebody up on the phone and play this for them.
I'm not playing around. I have unlimited minutes, too. You're too scared to hang up.
And you're
not going to find out. Just hang up the phone.
It's pretty much just a billion different ways of me telling people to hang up the phone.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. You're going to hang up that phone. Just hang up the phone and this will all be over.
So, yep, out of a job. I mean, this is only the beginning. I've been saying it forever now on this show. Automation is just going to take all of our jobs. And apparently I'm first.
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone. Listen, goddammit. Hang up your phone, you stupid dick face.
So thanks a lot for that, Dino, for bringing the robot apocalypse to me a little bit earlier than I expected. I'll have a link to that in the show notes if anyone wants to use that to command people to hang up the phone, because normally that's such a hard thing to do. Now you don't have to do it anymore. It's all automated. You can just push the buttons and I'll tell you to hang up the phone.
Why don't you hang up the phone? Why would you just sit here and listen to this?
Today's show is sponsored by Finn H. Thank you, Finn H, for supporting the show. Finn will be the person that you can blame for the shortness of today's show, because I've already done the show. I did a live show earlier today, and I didn't get a lot of people to answer the phone. Just a few calls, and that's all Finn's fault. So thanks a lot for that, Finn. I think I did just a little bit over an hour today, and I've cut it down to about, I don't know, 40 minutes or something. So that's what's happening today. We're getting ready to play the live show, so I guess we'll go ahead and do that, because I don't think I have any more announcements. Here is the live show, and if you're just here for the voicemails, just skip ahead maybe 40 minutes from now, and you can just listen to the voicemails. You won't have to be bothered by all these pesky prank calls.
Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts and 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight.
So, hey, Shalom in the chat room. He's insisting that we do a phone mob. So I guess, wait, is his name Shalom? I don't want to say his name wrong. I don't want any trouble. Yeah, Shalom. He wants me to do a Facebook mob. So we're doing a Facebook mob. It's facebook.com/... That was sent in to me by James. Let's see. James says, hey, long time listener, first time submitter machine. I work at... and the boss is really OCD. Oh, are you insane? You're going to get fired. What the hell? No, we can't do this. You're going to get fired. He's really... My boss is really OCD about the Facebook reviews and posts, so much that they make me contact the negative reviewers and do the whole Facebook complainer routine. perfect for a show mob. I will contact you with an update afterwards with the Lulz report.
Okay. It sounds like to me you're going to get fired, but whatever. Thanks for submitting this. Everyone, please, you know, this would be a good one not to be completely a dick on. Just be weird, be funny, write wacky things in the comments, make wacky visitor posts and stuff like that, but you know, come on. Be nice. Be sort of nice. Just be weird. And now that I've said that, people are going to be as awful as they possibly can. I wish I would have read that email first. So hey everyone, I'm doing a live show, and you know, I'm going to make some calls. We're going to do some of the same stuff we've done already, of course, like I always do. I'm going to call these golf club members on the last show, or one of the most recent shows. I did page one, and I think today we're going to do page two. This is a pre-show for the Party Time show, the Laugh Track Matt and Zach's Party Time show. That starts in exactly 1 hour and 10 minutes. So when I have to quit in 1 hour and 10 minutes, it's their fault, not mine. But the good news is that you can go listen to Party Time after this show. Maybe I should paste him a bunch of golf people numbers or something. I don't know if I should use my real number. Remember, my real number is in the right area code. The same area code as this golf place. I'm just going to use my real number. I'm going to call from the PLA request line. See what happens. Might get some hilarious callbacks. Either that or I'll get some listeners pretending to be with the golf club and spoofing golf club numbers. That's always fun. So I've got the ideas from last time. The ball washers for golf balls only. Stop dressing like a hobo at the club. We're getting a new beer girl. Should it be a blonde or a brunette? That's a great one. So I don't know. Let's just call the first one. See what happens. Hopefully I remember how to do prank calls. Trump is buying the golf course. They can't come anymore. Okay. I'll do that, Kodiak. Here, stop doing burnouts with the golf carts. It's from Milk Brain. All right. Hey, Ted?
No, sorry, he's not here.
Ah, fucking shit. Is Cheryl there, by chance?
No, sorry.
Fucking fuck. Where are they? Who's this?
I'm Jamie, I'm their son.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
They're out of the country right now.
Ah, balls. What'd they do? Did they have to... What'd they do to have to leave the country? I've been there myself, let me tell you.
Sorry?
I said, what'd they do to have to leave the country like that? Are they...
Oh, no. They're
tax evasion?
They're
or?
On a business trip till Thursday.
Oh, a business trip. Like air quotes business trip. I get it.
No, actual business trip.
Oh, an actual... Oh, the word actual is in air quotes.
Who's calling?
My name is Brad Carter. I'm a prank caller from Oregon. Oh, shit, I'm not supposed to say that. I didn't mean to say... Forget I said that. I'm out of practice with this prank calling thing. I only did one show last week.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but... Well...
Yeah, please, I'd prefer if you didn't call again, because this is a bit stupid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just,
you know what, mate?
I'm not good at this,
fuck
really.
Off.
What?
Fuck off.
What? Why fuck would you off. Say that to me? Alright, I fucked up my first prank, you guys. I'm out of practice. Let's see, next on the list, Joseph and Catherine. I'm going to try to remember not to tell them I'm a prank caller this time. Maybe I should do that for the whole show. I should just tell people I'm a prank caller. See where it goes. My pranks are a bit stupid, apparently. Alright, let's try David and Patricia. They'll pick up for sure. Deflating the golf balls. Okay. That's from Eli. We're going to do that, Eli. Don't people bring their own golf balls, though? I don't know how country clubs work. Do they provide the golf balls? Also, if you remember from last time, it's not exactly golfing season, I don't think. You know, it's chilly up there. Might be a little bit of snow on the golf course.
this is probably a directory better suited for summertime calls or spring calls or something instead of winter calls. Derek Johnson says we found a USB flash drive on the sixth hole. But come on, Derek, what was on it? I'm waiting for the rest of the story. I'm intrigued about what's on the flash drive. Was it like all of their personal documents? Is that what I should say? I should not mention the Facebook mob at all anymore today.
Hello. Please leave a message.
I think that's just going to be a short thing at the very end. Now, if anyone wants to do a Facebook mob and be somewhat nice about it, it's facebook.com/letstalksolar. I don't know what the page is. Does he install solar? I think he installs solar panels on people's houses. Write something crazy in their comments or whatever. But as usual, be somewhat nice about it. Don't be a huge dick. Just be a little bit of a dick. Aw. Shalom says they're already wiping comments. That's too bad. The comments are my favorite.
Hi.
You guys.
Can enjoy.
When they post something and you post wacky comments on their photos and stuff. All right, so I'm looking at their very first thing. They added 6 new photos. Are you looking for an alternative to mounting the solar panels on the roof? We can ground set, sidewall mounter, blah, blah, blah. And it has pictures. Derek Johnson says, still waiting on a firmware upgrade Chad promised he could do to my asphalt shingles to enable their solar potential. Wow, I should turn that whole sentence into a whole prank call show. That sounds awesome. Dominic says, some fuckface named Chad fucked my wife while eating a sandwich. A sandwich, not a sandwich. He also stole $8.75 from my kid's piggy bank. Fuck you, Chad. So now you guys are just slandering Chad. It's not good. After installing my panels and having some iced tea, Roy left his shirt and sock at my Uncle Lenny's. He needs you to come pick it up, and he posts the phone number. Yeah, okay. Let me get back to the things. All right, I'm putting way too much time into this Facebook mob that he's just deleting the comments from. It's pointless. Guess what, everyone? Only 55 minutes till the party time show. We're almost there.
Hi, this is Rachel.
We're almost done with this mess. I think it'll just fly by, you know? This will be over before you know it. Hello, Tim?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Tim. This is Steve from the country club.
Okay.
And we've been having some issues with people deflating the golf balls. And we know that you're one of the people doing it, and we were just hoping you could not do that anymore. Because it messes up. I'm sorry, what? Sir, Tim, hello? Hello?
Yeah, who is it?
Are you running?
Yeah, who is it?
I'm calling from the country club. I'm just letting people like you know that you need to stop doing that. It's not cool. It ruins everyone else's fun. And he hung up. I think he had to go for a run there all of a sudden. Let me try him right back. Vaxbuster says he's sucking them dry. Dom wants me to call him an ass face. Okay. Man, one little accusation and he starts running away. Just like those people that had to flee the country because of their tax evasion.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail.
That was Eli's idea, by the way. Accused them of deflating the golf balls. Which he tried to laugh off at first, and then he started running away, and then he hung up. So basically, guilty as charged. Tim's wife's phone is in the United States, but seems like we're ringing Japan or something. The hell's that noise?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Right. She probably had to flee the country. You know these country club types, always fleeing the country. It's like that TV show, The Mick.
Hello?
Hello, Kristen?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve from the country club.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Oh, not bad. I was just talking to Joseph about the golf ball deflating thing, but we've been getting reports that you've been telling regular civilians about the golf club.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep getting these people coming in, and they're dressed really just they look like shit. They look like hobos or something. And can you please stop telling?
That's actually Joe himself. That's not other people. That's actually Joe.
No, that's other people. And you keep telling other like regular civilians about our country club, and they're coming here trying to get memberships, and it's bullshit. And can you please stop?
Yes, sure.
Okay, I would really appreciate it.
No problem.
You're making this place look like a dump with all these fucking people you're sending here.
Good.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're amused by this, because we're not. Because, you know, it may be funny to you, but we're the ones that have to sit here and deal with these people coming in.
Okay.
And, mm-hmm. and you know, nicely tell them that they're not fit for our club.
I will tell them not to dress like shit for your club.
No, just stop telling people about our club. You know, we've got enough members. Stop telling regular people about our club.
Okay. I will not tell anybody.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Have a nice day, because, you know, we don't want to cancel
you
your
too.
Membership. All right, bye.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Hate when they think I'm funny. Ruins the whole thing. God damn it, Kristen. What's his face that I can't pronounce? For the next call, you should be a complete dick to them. Was I not a dick to her? Am I not mean enough, you guys? Is that the problem? I thought I was kind of a dick, even though she's laughing at me.
Hello.
Hello, Marie?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve from the country club.
Steve who?
Yes, from the country club. I just needed to ask if you could please stop telling regular people about our club. Because, you know, these people keep coming in, and they're dressed poorly, and they're definitely not club material. And I just don't see why...
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, well, is this not Marie?
Yeah, but I have nothing to do with the club.
Right. Well, Chris is a member here, right?
Steve who?
Yes, from the club.
Your last name?
Yeah, it's H-U. It's Korean.
I don't know you.
Well, I you just said you have nothing to do with the club. How would you know people here if you have nothing to do with the club?
I don't know you, sir.
Look, you don't have to deny it.
If
you could just stop sending people over here. She hung up. Ah, damn it. That was Eli's fault. Eli gave me the idea, so it's his fault. That sucked. It's 183 people listening right now. I apologize, you guys, that you have to sit here and listen to people not pick up their phones and not believe me. I'm such a failure as a show host. I apologize. But on a happier note, only 45 minutes left, and then it's party time. Yes, Roger. If anyone wants a refund, you know, just after the
Hello?
Show's over. Oh, hey, Patricia?
Who is this?
It's Steve from the club, from the country club.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, we've just been getting a lot of people coming in here and saying that you've been referring them over to the club, you know, for new members and stuff.
Like who?
And, I don't know. A lady named Judy was in here today. But anyway, what I'm getting at is if you could just stop, because these people you're sending over, they're not club material. These people look like hobos.
I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know who you're talking about. What club are you talking about?
The country club.
Which country club?
The country club. The golf club.
Okay. So I don't know who you're referring to. I don't even know a Judy.
Well, yeah, we don't know her either. We had to send her away. We had to actually escort her out, because you're sending these people over and they look like hobos.
They're not club material.
You keep interrupting me.
Excuse me. Steve who?
Yeah, from the country club.
Steve who? What's your last name?
Who? H-U.
All right, Steve. I'm not sending anybody over. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, look, you don't have to be an asshole about it and talk to me like that.
Oh,
don't talk down to me. I'm just... Can't use curse words with her, apparently. Let me try her right back. And, yeah, I should stop doing the who thing. I know that probably tipped her off. I know. You don't have to yell at me in the chat room. I mean, nobody is yet, but I know they will.
Yes. Now, I don't know exactly who you are, but you're extremely rude.
Well, no.
I would suggest you not calling.
I'm just being rude because you're being a jerk and sending all these hobos over to our club. And, she's not going to let me talk. She wants to get her thing in, but not let me talk. She's trumping our conversation. That's what she's doing. I think I'm going to retire that idea. That was from Slug Powder. Slug Powder said to accuse them of telling civilians about the golf club. So we're going to delete that one. That one's out of here.
Hello?
Hello. Joe, this is Steve from the country club.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, look, we saw on Craigslist that you're trying to sell your membership to Craigslist people.
And you got the wrong person.
You can't do that because your membership is non-transferable.
Oh, no. Wait. Time out.
Okay.
You got the wrong person.
Oh, no, it definitely says Joe on here.
I'm not trying to do that.
It says Joe right here on the Craigslist ad. You're trying to sell your club membership. And when you signed up, we said it's non-transferable. That's what we said.
Hold on. It's not me. I'm not doing that.
Okay,
it's not my listing on Craigslist.
Oh, no, it has your phone number and everything, and you don't have to lie about it. You know what? We're not going to kick you out anything.
No, I'm not lying about it. I'm wondering who did it.
Well, it's you, because it has your name on it and your phone number, and you're trying to sell your membership. I understand if times
what
are tough.
Number, what phone? No. What phone number does that? Listen to me. I did not put anything on Craigslist.
Well,
this is fraud.
Fraud?
So, please read the Craigslist ad to me.
Oh, no, I'm not your goddamn secretary. I'm just telling you can't do this. You can't be trying to sell your membership to other people.
Hold on.
It won't even work because...
Wait. Can you stop being hostile to me?
No, I'm not being hostile. I'm just...
I didn't put anything on Craigslist.
Oh, you didn't?
All right? No, I didn't.
Okay.
Wondering who did.
It just has your name
and
your phone number.
Has this phone number?
Yeah, and
we've had
many problems with you in the past and everything. I just figured it probably was you.
Wait. In the past?
Well, just
I've
you
only
know,
been a member 1 year.
I know, but, you know, last
I've
year...
I've only been a member for 1 year. What problems have you had with me in the past?
Well, we know you were deflating the golf balls, for example. And that's just frowned upon.
What?
Deflating the golf balls. Like, you'd find golf balls out there and you'd deflate them and stuff.
Not me.
And then the whole thing...
I've been a member for 1 year.
Yeah, and you've caused, more trouble than most members cause in 20 years. Like shouts.
I don't think you... I'm pretty sure you don't have the right person. It was just me and my wife.
You're a rabble rouser.
I never did anything with this way.
You're a rabble rouser. You've been showering in the golf pond, and I'm looking through your file here, and what's it say?
Can I meet with you? Because this is completely incorrect.
Sexual relations with a golf cart and sucking juice from the golf balls to get high, and that deflates them and makes them not work as well for the next person.
No, not at all. Somebody's using my name.
And then you were using black golf balls to try and cheat because they're bigger than white golf balls?
Never. I use Titleist and Bridgestone. White balls. I've never used a black ball in my entire life.
Okay, well, it's a
myth. Somebody is giving my name.
Oh, no, it was you. No, it's you whenever you come in. Like, you were slam dunking into the golf holes. Like, and you can't slam dunk golf balls. That's ridiculous.
Never. And I've never done that. I've never done any of what you're saying.
One thing after another with you. It sounds like you're in deep denial. You don't use black balls, so now I guess you're telling me you're a racist.
Wait. I am not in deep denial. I have never done anything that you're saying. I have been a member for one year.
1 year, yeah, I heard that. And, you know...
You're saying there's a list of going back for years.
In your file here, it says Joe, a.k.a. Dick Lunch. It says you've been...
Wait, say again?
We saw
What's
you,
the name?
Saw you on night putting. You're coming out here and you know, breaking into the golf club at night and night putting. That's
okay,
against the
that's,
rules.
That's never happened either.
To come out here after we're closed and just do that. And then
never.
Then there's that one time back.
Somebody's giving my name.
Back in June.
Somebody's
doing
all this stuff and giving my name.
No. This is just stuff we saw on the security camera, like when you stole the sixth hole.
I've never stole the sixth hole.
No, the
I would
sixth...
love to see this. I would love to see. Wait. I would love to see the security footage. It's not me.
Of you taking
somebody's
the hole?
Giving my name.
No, it's nobody's giving your name. We're being quiet about this. You know, we haven't been bothering you. You know, we don't want to make it suck here for you.
I would love to see the security footage, and you see me to see that it is not me.
No, like when you sign it, like we saw you doing burnouts on the greens with the golf carts.
I've never gone near a green with a golf cart.
Yeah, but no, you were.
I never would go near a green with a golf cart.
You were in the green though, and then doing burnouts.
I wouldn't
like tires.
I need to be with you, and I need to see this video, and you need to see me.
And as long as
it is not me doing this,
as long as I've got you on the phone, they wanted me to ask you. This is here in your file. Could you please stop dressing like a hobo when you come here? Because we have to, there's a certain standard we have to.
I really need to meet with you. Because everything you're saying is not me. I wear golf shirts,
hobo,
shorts, or pants
right,
whenever I go.
But can you wear nice
I've
ones, though?
I've never worn a t-shirt.
Can you wear nice ones, though? Nice golf shirts?
I need to meet with you. Everything that you're saying, I have never done. I know you think I'm in denial, but I need to meet with you.
Deep denial.
And I need to see these videos because I have not done anything that you're saying.
Well, if you come up here and we'll play the videos for you, it just you know, it, but
I'd
it,
be
it,
happy to do that.
We don't have to turn this into a big deal if you could just stop doing all this stuff and be a good member.
I need to make this a big deal because I'm not doing this. Somebody else is doing it.
And then
it's not me. You have the wrong person.
And I guess you guys have been referring people to the club, and like they're just not club material.
Never.
You've never referred anyone to the club?
We've never referred anybody to the club. No.
Oh, well, that was kind of a dick move not to refer people to us.
I've never referred anybody to the club.
Okay, well,
is there a time where we can meet?
Anytime. I'm here all day. I'm here right now. You were pantsing people.
I'm at work now.
Like you were pantsing people, like you're running up behind them, like when they're trying to make a shot and like pulling their pants.
What name are you trying? What name do you have?
Joe.
That is not me.
You're not Joe.
I it is my name.
Oh.
It is my name.
Oh.
But I have never done anything that you're talking about.
Okay. Well,
I'm rather insulted that I'm being blamed for something that I did not do.
We have it all on camera.
I will happily meet with you. When you see me, you will see that it's not the same guy.
Oh, no, we have it on camera. We can see you on the camera.
I know what I'm saying. If you see on camera, you've got the wrong person.
When
you see me in real life and you see the person on camera, you will see that I am not that person.
When you groped the caddy, we got that on camera. And then when you were using...
We have caddies at Tuxedo...
people can bring their own caddies, but even if you bring your own,
what country club?
Can't grope them.
What country club are you talking about?
The
what country club are you talking about?
Your country club, the same one.
Which one? This is all news to me. Did you dial the number from the Craigslist page?
Yeah, it's the same number we have in our records here.
I really need to meet with you.
Why me?
I need to see this stuff, and you need to see me.
Okay, well,
to show that I did not do any of this.
Well, look, you're not in trouble. You're not in trouble.
Somebody else is using my name.
You're not in trouble if you could stop doing it.
I'm saying that I don't care that I'm in trouble
like,
or not.
You were sexting while golfing.
Somebody is using my name, or you have the wrong person associated with your video, and we need to straighten this out.
Okay. Well, you were sexting while golfing. That's another no-no.
That's slanderous, and I would never do anything like that.
Okay. Well, I just need to let you know we're going to have to put an extra... We're going to charge you a $76 turd winder fee. We're going to put it on your account.
No, you're not. You're not going to charge me anything until you meet.
We have to.
You see me and I see these videos.
This is standard procedure.
Because I have not done any of this, though.
Usually it's a...
You're not listening. I have not done any of this.
It's a three strikes.
I am being accused of stuff that I never did. It doesn't matter if it's one strike.
I know,
I didn't do any of this.
What I'm saying...
You're trying to charge me for normally, something I didn't do.
Normally, it's a three strikes rule, but with you, it's been like, you know, 13 strikes, and we have to charge you this Chardwinder fee, $76.
All right, hold on. All right.
Put it on your account.
Is there a time at night or on the weekend that we can meet? Because I work down in Jersey, and I can't do this during, or my wife can show up at the club.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, like they say she's been recommending hobos here, too, like sending people that are not club material.
She has not either. But she hasn't either.
Well, how do you know?
We would love to know where these accusations are coming
from. Is she there with you right now?
No, she's at work in the city.
Well, see, you don't know then. She could be recommending people all day and not telling you about it.
My wife would never do that. And I resent that you would actually say
okay,
that.
Well, look.
Do you want me to quit the club?
No, we don't want you. Please don't quit the club. I just have to charge you.
Why are you not working with me to find out what really is going on?
I'm trying to, but we've been working with you, but, you know, three strikes. We have to put that Turdwinder fee.
First call. Wait. This is the first call I've received with respect to this.
Uh-huh.
This is the very first call I've ever heard of any of this.
We tried not to make a big thing of it, you know?
To be perfectly honest, I want to make a big thing of it because I'm being accused of doing things that I've never done.
Yeah.
Somebody else giving my name.
Like when you were fishing in the pond, in the little golf ball pond in the middle of the club, and you can't. There's no fish in there. Come on.
I've never tried to fish on the golf course.
Yeah, you're not even supposed to bring fishing poles in here. Like this is not a fishing.
I don't bring fishing poles.
This isn't a fishing hole.
We definitely need to meet. So I can see these videos and show you, and you can see me. Do you have a picture of me? Do you know what I look like?
No, well, yeah, we see you come in all the time, so yeah, we know.
You see me come in all the time?
Well, you know, when you do come in, we know what you look like and everything. We know what all our members look like.
Okay. And you think that I'm in these videos?
Yeah, yeah, we have you on video, like rolling a slinky down the escalator.
Rolling a slinky down the escalator? There is no escalator at the club.
Yeah, at the mall though. We share data and stuff. But no, just look, this isn't even a big deal. If you could
what are you talking about? All right, no, we need I'm definitely gonna make a big deal of this. We need to meet.
Oh, don't be like that about it.
I want to meet somebody.
Okay. Well,
because I have not done anything that you've said.
We're open.
And I'm being accused of something that I've never done.
Well, you're taking it very personally, and I mean, come on.
I am.
What do you expect?
Right, so hold on. Let me ask you. Let me say something to you.
Okay.
If I called you up at your work and told you that you were doing all of this stuff at the country club,
I wouldn't do this stuff.
About it, what would you do?
Well, I wouldn't do this kind of stuff like you.
I'm saying.
But no, I wouldn't do this kind of stuff. But you do this stuff all the time, so it's different.
I don't do any of it. This is what I'm saying. I've not done any of it. I'm a 53-year-old man.
Yeah, you're old enough to know.
I'm not going to go pantsing people and doing anything you're saying and sexting. I've never had a caddy on the course. I've never done anything that you're saying.
Yeah, well, I think you were sexting with someone else.
53-year-old man, married man. Yeah. Why would I do any of this stuff? You're going to golf club so I could do this stupid stuff.
You're old enough to know not to pee just out there in the middle of the field, just to whip it out and pee in the middle of the field. Come on.
I've never peed in the middle of the field.
The cameras don't lie.
I want to see I would love to see the cameras.
You brought your drone.
I would love to see the cameras. I don't have a drone.
You're flying your
I would love. I would love to meet at some time where you can meet me so we can discuss this.
You were using your drone to, like, knock the golf balls into the hole and, like, cheating and stuff.
I would love to meet with you so I can see these videos and show you that it's not me.
Okay, well, you know where we are.
I don't own a drone. When would you be at the clubhouse?
I'm here all day today. I'm here all day every day. This is Steve.
Unfortunately. I didn't think anybody was at the club in the wintertime.
Oh yeah, we're here. You know, we have to take care of the grounds and everything.
Is this a joke? I mean, I'm thinking that somebody's punking me right now. This is kind of a joke.
Okay, I guess we'll come clean.
I don't understand what this is. Is there any way you can meet me in a night or a weekend?
No. Okay, listen. This is Skippy from the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.3 The Gerbil, FM, and you've been butt slammed. It's just a joke. We're just kidding around with you.
This is illegal. You can't do this. Well, this is illegal.
What do you mean it's illegal? What's illegal?
I need consent. I have to consent with you.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask you. Is it okay with you if we play this?
I don't consent.
On the radio?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
We'll just play it on the podcast then.
You can't. If you play it anywhere, I'll sue you.
No, we'll play it just on the podcast, not on the radio, not on FM. I promise.
If this plays anywhere, podcast, radio, anywhere, I will sue you.
No, please don't sue us because, you know, we don't have a lot of money and we're just a small-time radio station on the FM.
I will. If this ever gets on anything, I will sue.
No, we won't put it on anything. I promise.
I will sue you for I will sue you for defamation.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. Defamation? How would it be defamation?
How did you get this information? How did you get this information? Oh,
the golf club shares their database with us, and we just thought I doubt that.
No, I doubt that they would share member information with you.
Well, they put it up on the website, so we just called it from the website. That's all.
That's illegal, and I'll let the club know that you're doing this.
Okay, we won't put it on the podcast. We're going to play it over the PA at Walmart, though.
Okay, good. Do that. I'm gonna let the club know that you're doing this.
No, don't do that because that'll ruin the prank, and then everyone will know, and the pranks won't work out as well.
That's okay. I have your phone number, so it's okay.
No, please don't do that.
I'm gonna let the club know that you're doing. I'm gonna let the club know you're doing this. I have your phone number. I'm gonna report it to the police, and anybody else who will listen to me.
Please don't do that.
Absolutely not. I'm absolutely doing this.
Come on, we're just an innocent, wacky morning show.
Who's screwing with who now? No. This was absolutely uncalled for.
Yeah, but it's just you're just angry because you were the butt of the joke.
I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call the club.
Most people,
everybody knows.
Most people at this point, they laugh and they're like, "Oh, you got me!" And we play the outro music and it's funny.
No, you should try to just pick better people. Then.
Just calm your tits,
bud. Try to make sure who you're calling.
Well, maybe you should try and be a better person. You ever think of that?
Maybe you should not do this. To unsuspecting people.
Well, look, on the upside, you're not getting a Turdwinder fee on your account. I mean, come on, how could you believe that was really the club?
I'm letting the club know you're using their memberships for this kind of gag, and I'm also going to be calling the police.
Don't do that.
My wife is actually a dispatcher for the police, and she'll be taking care of this for me. Goodbye.
See, now I'm kind of wishing I hadn't used my real number to call these people. He's just going to reverse search it, find himself on YouTube, and I'll be in big trouble. God damn it. God damn it, everyone. Oh, Armando says I should have started crying. Dom wants me to say, chillax, ass face. Oh, well, you guys, let's call Joe's wife. I've got her cell phone number here. Let's do the same thing to her. Nah, just kidding. Let's cross out her cell number so I'm not tempted. There we go. All crossed out.
Hello?
Hi. This is Steve from the Country Club.
Yes, hi, Steve.
Hey there. I was calling for Bruce. Is Bruce not around?
Oh, one second.
Oh, I can talk to you because we had issues with both of you, and she hung up. That's weird. Why'd she hang up? She was going to get Bruce. What happened? Eric wants me to give them a fee for being a homosexual, but they don't have to pay the fee if they blow me.
Hello?
Great deal. Oh, hey. Hey, Bruce.
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Steve from the club. I was just calling because of a problem.
Okay.
From the country club, we know that you stole the hole from the fifth green, and we need you to bring that back.
That's not a problem. I've got plenty of holes I can replace.
Good one.
What can I do for you?
Oh no, I'm serious. We need you to bring back the hole.
Huh?
The hole. We need the hole back. You stole the hole last year before winter started and we closed down. That's apparently what we do in the winter.
I didn't.
We just need you to bring the
anything.
Well, you took the hole. And how are we going to open a golf club if you've stolen the hole from the fifth green? That's like a whole green. What were we supposed to do? Just shut down the fifth green? That's ridiculous.
Okay. No problem.
So bring the damn hole back, you motherfucker.
Nope. No problem.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Sure.
Jerk. Don't be stealing from us anymore. Please. All right. Okay, next. By the way, that was Blade Rider's idea. The Craigslist. They're selling their membership on Craigslist. Thanks, Blade Riders.
Hello?
Hello, Felicia?
No, you must have the wrong number.
No, wait. Hold on. No, Karen?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one. I'm sorry. I'm calling from the country club. I'm calling a bunch of people today.
Yes.
But we noticed that you're trying to sell your membership on Craigslist, and you're not allowed.
No, I'm not.
You're not allowed to do that.
I'm not doing it.
Well, someone is. They're trying to sell your membership.
Well, not me.
Well, it says the name Karen.
Are you asking for Karen?
Yeah.
Nope. I'm not trying to sell my... I wouldn't even know the first thing about how to do it, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, well, apparently, that's what I was thinking, because you can't sell your membership like that. They're non-transferable.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about, and tell me what to do about it. I have... Joe, somebody is calling from the club and saying... Now, where would we even find this information, do you know? Saying that it looks like we're trying to sell our membership on Craigslist. We wouldn't know how to do it, even if we wanted to, as I said. But I don't. To be honest with you, I don't know what to do about it.
Okay,
tell me what to do about it.
Well, you don't have to deny
that. Who are you?
Hey, I already told you I'm Steve. You don't have to deny
Steve
it, though.
Steve what, though?
No, Steve who? And you don't have to deny that you're doing this. Just don't do it. I mean, it won't even work.
I'm not doing it, honey. I'm not doing it. I have no idea what you're talking about. That's why I want to know who you are.
Shut up. Hey, shut up. No, look, you can't just give someone else your membership information.
I'm going to hang up on you if you don't answer my question, and I'm going to call the club. I am not doing it.
Well, call the club.
I've told you 100 times.
Why would you call the club if I'm calling you? I mean, you call the club.
Because you're not telling me who you are. Steve who?
Yeah, Steve.
Okay,
Steve
bye.
Dave. Steve Dave. It's Steve Dave. Steve Dave. Crap, you guys. She did not let me talk. The lady was totally yelling at me. It's uncalled for. Let's see who's calling me from Maryland. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. What are you doing?
Just masturbating your show.
I see. Who's this? Did you finish?
No, not yet. Keep talking.
Let's. Oh, I shouldn't clap then. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. Enjoy yourself. I hope it's a good one. I don't know what to say to that guy. All right, where was I? Call this one. Oh, yeah, and I need to do the Facebook thing. Let's just quickly look at the Facebook thing. We have 15 minutes. Today we're mobbing a Facebook thing about solar power. And it looks like all of the comments... Oh, look at that. 19 comments. I was told that the comments were being deleted. Oh, but when I click on it, there are no comments at all. So the comments have been deleted. View all 19 comments. Nope, they're not there. No comments on anything. All right, let's look at visitor posts. Those haven't been taken down yet. Visitor posts are all deleted. The most recent one was from September of 2016. And reviews. Are there reviews on this page? Shalom says we all got banned. LOL. I thought there was a reviews section. Did he take that down? No reviews. Okay. Okay, let's see if I can call, like, maybe one more person before the show's over. Let's call Kathleen and Bruce. That lady was so rude to me. Wouldn't even let me talk. The hell?
Hello. No one is available to take your call.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph. This is Steve from the Country Club.
Hi, Hi, Steve. How are you?
Not too bad.
What's cooking?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's great to hear. Yep.
What is it you exactly want? Which Steve is this?
This is Steve. Steve Davis.
Okay.
Yeah. And hey, look, we just need to let you know you can't be putting an ad on Craigslist trying to sell your membership.
Tell me what?
Sell your country club membership because...
Which Joseph do you want?
You, the only Joseph that's there.
What are you talking about? What's the last name on this account?
Really? I don't know how to pronounce your weird foreign name.
What, my weird foreign name? Who?
Fillinginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginginging
know what you're talking about.
It won't even work. Like, if you sell someone your membership, it's not like that you can just hand them your membership card and let them come to the club. Damn it, Joseph.
Hello?
Oh, hey, you're answering this phone, too. Hey, look, just don't do that.
What's your last name?
It's Barround.
What is it?
Barround. Steve Barround.
Okay, and what country club are you referring to?
That's what Killdeer told me to say. The one that you go to. Look, you don't have to be a dick about it.
What country club do I go to?
The one. I'm just telling you, you can't do that. Like, it won't even work. Like, you can do it if you want, but we're not going to let...
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're not going to let someone else in with your membership card. We're not stupid.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, spell your last name.
I don't have to. Why should I spell my last name for you? You apparently don't even want to be a member here anymore. So anyway, we're going to be adding a fee onto your account for trying to sell your membership. It's a selling your membership fee. Sir, hello? All right. Yeah, a stupid butch fee. I what was that thing you said before? I like the hilarious fee thing that I was saying. I forget what it was. Holy shit, you guys. I haven't had a lot of answers today. Like, really, what did I get? Like, maybe 3 calls total in the past hour? That sucks. Masturbating guy is trying to call me back. I'm not going to pick up, though. He scares me. He's probably just going to let me know how it went. I don't want to hear that.
Hello?
Hi, this is Steve from the country club. Is this Susan?
Hi. Yes, it is.
Hey, Susan. I just needed to let you know, for this new season, we're getting a new beer girl. And we were just wanting to get your opinion. What would you think, a blonde or a brunette? I'm serious. We're just trying to get an opinion from the members.
Brunette.
Brunette? Why brunette? Do you have a reason for brunette?
I don't know. Yeah, because why should blondes have all the fun?
I don't know. Do you just feel threatened by blondes or something?
And I am blonde. Why would I be threatened?
Well, maybe you don't want other people to be blonde because you want to be the only blonde around.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Keep the competition down.
Yep. So we're thinking for 36C for cup size. That's what we're looking for. We've got a bunch of...
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to get too crazy with the boob size.
Yeah. But, hey, stunk.
What? Who are you snapping your fingers at?
I'm just talking to the dog.
Oh, I thought you were talking to your husband.
Outside. Yeah. Come on, bud.
What's the dog's name?
Hutch.
Okay, I'm going to need you, if you could just real quick, could you put your dog on the phone?
Yeah, sure, hold on.
Okay, just put it up next to his ear. Let me know when. Oh, she hung up. That seems to happen a lot. They just hang up on me. It's bullshit. I wanted to see who was a good boy. Damn it. Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Hey there. Are you guys doing a show today?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I guess I'm ending then. Thanks to you. I wanted to do like 3 more hours today. Can you guys just wait 3 hours to start your show?
Yes.
We can wait like 20 hours.
Okay. Let's do it then. 24-hour marathon for the Snowplow Show, everyone.
Oh. Woo! People like that.
Yep. No, fuck that shit. Okay, I'm going to get going and let you guys start your show. So,
cheers. Thanks, buddy.
Whatever. Anytime. I'm only doing a show today because you guys are doing your show, and I wanted to do a pre-show.
Well, I think we'll have the next 4 Mondays lined up. this time. So
that's weird. Why are you guys scheduling all of a sudden? That's weird. Why are you being weird?
We're just trying to do that. I don't know. Try to be responsible.
I want to be legit, you know? Legit.
I see.
Okay. Too legit to quit.
Well, I think it's cool because that means I can do live shows before you and
cool.
You know, steal all of your listeners.
If anything, you'll send us listeners. Nope. We don't get that many.
Like, you guys, everyone that's listening, you guys are on the air, by the way. Everyone listening, please don't tune in to Mixlr.com/prankcallnation right now.
Yes.
To listen to more show. We don't want that.
Then we got 10 visitors, 10 people listening, although I think I'm one of them.
I'm one of them, too. You have 11. Anyway, I'm going to end my
show. Man.
Say bye to the people.
Hi.
No, bye. Bye to the people, goddammit.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
All right. So, yeah, my show's over. That was Laugh Track Matt and Zach's. If you'd like approximately 3 more hours of Matt screaming into the phone like that, then tune in at Prank Call Nation, Mixlr.com/prankcallnation. There are too much of hobos to have YouTubes and stuff. But I'm quitting my show. My show's ending. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. See you next time. And go listen to Laugh Track Matt and Zach's. Party time.
I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Ding Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Cactus.
Damn it, Brad. This is Mr. Taco.
Hey, Mr. Taco.
I was just listening to your latest hobo-sode. I believe it was number 14.
Okay.
Just for your information, Eye of the Tiger is played by Survivor. Do some fucking research.
What did I say?
All right, thanks.
What did I say?
Love the show.
I don't know.
Cactus.
Oh, yeah, I said Foreigner. I said Eye of the Tigers by Foreigner. I think I knew it was by Survivor. Why did I say Foreigner? I think I had to Google it, and people who aren't hobo-sode subscribers don't even know what I'm talking about, so this sucks. Why didn't I just play this on a hobo-sode? But come on, I mean, Survivor, did they have any other hits? They're just like Foreigner. It's just one of those 80s bands. I mean, I don't know. They probably have a billion hits. I just don't know Foreigner that well, and I don't know Survivor that well. It's not my fault, though. I just did a Google search, and it told me that Foreigner sings Eye of the Tiger. And if you're not a subscriber of the Hobosodes at phonelosers.org/hobosodes, on the most recent Hobosode, I was telling people that I left my Foreigner CD up on the roof of 7-Eleven while we were doing our Fight Club. Because you know how in the movie Fight Club, they always played the Eye of the Tiger song while they fought down in the basement underneath the bar? So yeah, a bit of a mistake on that one. Sorry, Mr. Taco. I didn't mean to upset you. I got my one-hit wonders all mixed up.
Hi, Brad. I just want to say my bad that the fucking FBI grabbed your goddamn iPad. I was chilling in Iraq with my dad, so I decided I'd call you and spit a nice rap. Shit, I know you can handle it. I got a massive dick that I rubbed on a fat-ass bitch's ass and tits. Oh, and sorry for the bad words and the sounds of me at work, but I'm going to say bad words at your fucking assholes, your ass hurts, and your back burns.
All right.
Dom the Bomb representing. Yeah, Snowplow Show. Let's go.
Okay. That's great.
Bye.
Thanks.
Hey, Brad. I was listening to some old Ding Timber shows, and since 2017 is here, and January and February have flown by, and we're almost into March now,
yep.
I figure I would leave an idea, and I didn't know if you've tried this before, but if you could connect two carding victims together and like on three-way and let them battle it out.
Okay.
That may be super funny, or they might just hang up on each other. I don't know. Just an idea.
I like that idea. I will try to remember to do that during Ding Timber, assuming I'm not in prison by then for my federal crimes. I will definitely try to remember to do that. Maybe the people who I suspect of being carding, you know, fake people, you know, they're just pretending to be carding victims so they can be on my show. Maybe I'll just connect all the fakes together and let them talk to each other and they can just think they're pranking each other. That'll be one way to deal with that.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you if you knew about Longmont Potion Castle, and if you could elaborate on Longmont, and also whatever happened to like that person that would call in and like.
Okay, answer number one. I have heard of Longmont Potion Castle. I know they were doing video-based prank calls way before Calls of Mass Confusion did, but their videos sucked, and ours are awesome. I mean, just because of the quality is a bit better these days. But I really just don't know a whole bunch about Longmont Potion Castle. I know they're apparently genius, and everyone loves them, but I've just not listened to them too much myself, and I probably should, because the few things I've heard are pretty great.
Also, whatever happened to, like, that person that would call in and, like talk to the past you as, like, a Poindexter-sounding character? I really like those voicemails. You always seem to hate them. I wish we could, like,
I don't remember.
Gather those up, or if someone could, like, tell me what episodes they were from. Okay, all right, I'm off the phone. Thank you.
Okay, so someone called me from the past using a Poindexter-sounding character. I don't remember this, but you know me, my memory sucks. So maybe someone, maybe one of you listeners know what he's talking about and can tell him where to find that.
Hey, Brad. This is Mark from South Carolina.
Hello.
Long-time listener. First-time caller, I guess.
Gotta put a stop to that.
First, I wanted to tell you, my wife freaking hates your show, but
wow.
It is the coolest thing ever.
What a bitch.
And
I hate your wife. How do you like that?
I love listening to it. You do an awesome job.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway.
I'm sorry what I said about your wife.
Media pack, and I had a quick question. Was listening to one of the random shows, the April 6, 2013 show. And at around like an hour and 30 minutes, you played a song that it got cut off like halfway through. But it was something about like, God, I haven't talked to you in a while. My neighbor's an asshole, something, something.
Shit.
That was like the funniest thing. And you cut it off after like 20 seconds.
Yeah, well, you know, copyrights and all that stuff. If it's a copyrighted song, I tend to cut those out of the shows.
Well, I didn't know what that was, and I didn't see it in the music pack. But that song sounds freaking hilarious. I want to get it. So tell me what it is.
Okay. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, take care.
I'm useless.
I don't know why I'm nervous. I guess because you're like such a big celebrity and all.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll be talking to you again.
Okay, then.
I guess people end saying cack.
No, no. And they don't begin saying first time caller or long to whatever. I'm going to start cutting those off of everyone's voicemails. What the hell is this, an FM radio call-in show from the 1990s or something? But no, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a jerk, and I'm sorry about what I said about your wife. That was uncalled for, I shouldn't have done that. But I don't know what you're talking about. You said something about my asshole's a neighbor, I haven't talked to you in a while. I have no idea what that could be. I'm sure a listener does, so hopefully somebody will answer your question in the comments on Phone Losers or on YouTube. It's the April 6, 2013 show, everyone. I'm too lazy to go listen to it, so maybe you can, and you can figure out what that is.
Hey, Batman. That's the part where you say, oh, hey, Jag TV.
All
right, from now
okay.
on, I'll stop saying that, because you know I have you trained. Anyway, I have a few short prank ideas for you, because I know you've got a short and tense and big strand over there. What you need to do is call just residential motherfuckers and say, hey, boy, I fucking sprayed your yard fucking with grass killer.
I'll use the fucking word a lot. That helps it
and
sound
they're
legit.
They're going to freak out because their grass is dead and their lawn's a shit now.
What a good
Last
idea.
Last one, you should call and say that you're from, I don't know, what do they call you, Roy? I don't know, maybe like something like Roy Coe Construction, maybe? I don't know, just off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And say that you took off their roof, you know?
What
Could
a good
be
idea.
Good ass she.
That's,
yeah?
That's. Yeah! I, you know what? I usually don't like ideas in the voicemails, but those are some great ideas, Jag TV. I am going to try both of those eventually. I'm going to write those down, in fact. Like, maybe I can pretend I'm with True Green, you know, the lawn service, and I'll say that we accidentally sprayed lawn killer on their lawn. And yeah, the Royco roofing thing, that's a great idea. Tell people I took the roof off. Holy shit, now I'm excited to do the next show, because I want to try these ideas of JAG TVs.
Hi, Brett. It's Battlemore.
Hello.
I was listening to last year's Dingtember over one more time, and I decided that it's fucking retarded for it to be called Dingtember.
That was offensive.
Kind of like December more than September, and just confused everyone, especially new listeners that haven't heard.
I know.
I proposed.
It's because people were impatient, and I didn't want to make them wait an extra month. I think there was a reason where I was just blaming all the listeners somehow, because I'm pretty sure it's not my fault. I'm pretty sure it's the listeners' fault that we didn't do Dingtober. But come on, everyone does something with October like that. We got to be original and do Dingtember.
Dingtober. It makes a lot more sense. Yeah. I don't know why you haven't done this. I don't know why.
But Liz has already made the song about Dingtember. We can't change it now because Liz made the song. It's Liz's fault.
That way, maybe you have a real reason. Maybe you're explaining it right now.
Maybe.
So, who knows? I propose that you change it, and then you can make it. You could do some pumpkin Halloween theme calls, etc. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. This is Rusty Shackelford. Just wanted to say thank you for your Taco Bell and Wendy's old drive-thru videos. It inspired me for the radio I have in the car now, so I can talk to Burger King and Walmart and create K-Hoss.
That's fun.
K-Hoss. There we go. It is now called K-Hoss. Love you,
Woo!
Brad.
K-Hoss, everyone. Whatever the fuck Rusty Shackelford's talking about. And I was just thinking about that the other day, using radios to jump into frequencies. By the way, you're breaking laws. You know, you're telling me thank you for the inspiration on breaking laws. So when you get arrested, make sure to leave me voicemails from prison and stuff and be like, damn you, Brad Carter, for getting me arrested for playing with radios. But speaking of breaking federal laws and stuff, just this past Sunday, you know what? I think it's going to be okay because, you know, Trump's dismantling the FCC. So that means we can do whatever we want on the radios. So it's fine. Never mind. Forget the whole breaking the law thing. There's no such thing anymore. But this past Sunday, I was, you know, just hanging out in the morning watching a church sermon on streaming video, like most of us do on Sunday mornings. And I was thinking, like, you know, one of my old dreams that I never got to fully realize back in the day was to use one of those Yaesu ham radios and jump into the frequencies of a church guy, you know, the pastor, minister guy. They always use wireless microphones, and they're on probably frequencies that you can jump into, or at least they used to be. They're probably getting a little more advanced these days. But back in the day, when I wanted to do this, they didn't really stream church services online, and now they do. So what the hell, you guys? Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we using our modified ham radios to jump into sermons and fuck with the congregation and be like, attention, everybody! This is God with a special message for you all! It's crazy that we don't do that. And I have a good excuse. I just don't have a radio like that. Those things are like $200 or $300. And I'm way too much of a cheapskate to do that. But if you happen to have a radio that can get into the frequencies of your local church, then you should get to work and make that happen for me and record it. Make sure you record it for me, because I don't want to go through all this trouble. You guys just do it for me, okay? But that sure would be fun to break into a church sermon with your own wacky message. You know, I actually drove around once on a Sunday morning, and I just stopped in front of churches with my police scanner, and I figured out which frequency each church was broadcasting on, because I was going to have my friend Isotech, who has radios and stuff, I was going to have him help me break into these church frequencies, and it was just going to be the best thing ever, but I don't know what happened, I just never got around to it. I think I got sidetracked by my divorce or something back then.
Hey, Brad. This is Bob Seven, a.k.a. Scott Bradford, a.k.a. Chris Phillips.
Okay.
I was fucking all kinds of confused.
Yeah, whatever. You're worse than me.
So I just want to give you some highlights from the past couple weeks in your show.
Okay.
So, nice work on Who's a Good Boy. That's a good one.
Thanks.
Also want to give you the...
Even though I failed at that today on today's show.
The Butt Slam Medal of Approval. Good job.
Thank you.
We prayed with some dogs. That was fucking amazing.
Yep, that was good.
I really enjoyed that. Also, what was the other part that I really enjoyed? I really fucking enjoy... when you say, who's a good boy? I know I already mentioned that, but
who's
when you just
boy?
Say, who's a good boy? So let's do it. I already did this last week on one of your prank shows.
Good times.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? You're a good boy, Brad. You're a good boy. Texas, fuck you.
Thanks. I wish everyone did that in the voicemails. Just screamed at me, who's a good boy? No, I don't wish everyone did that, actually. Please don't do that. I'm going to have to delete your voicemail if you do.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad from the producer. Got a few production notes for you. First of all, to answer your question about the whole Patreon thing, yes, the typical Patreon subscriber will only get email updates when you make a new post. However, as your producer, I get email updates when any changes are made whatsoever.
Oh, of course. Okay.
That said, here are your notes.
Oops.
I've got a guest booked for next Thursday, Kevin Mitnick. He says it should be totally safe and not to worry about anything. He's going to straighten things out with the FBI for you.
Okay.
So we're going to have Kevin Mitnick on.
Can't wait for that.
Kind of
nerd.
Tech guy.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully he's able to help us out with the issues we've been having, you know, on the tech side. And plus he's got experience with dealing with the FBI. So hopefully he can cast us in a more positive light.
I just hope he's a reputable person.
That you told her to say that Family Video, thanks for calling Family Video, even though Netflix is better. That's pretty much the most fucking hilarious thing I've ever heard in the entire show.
Thanks.
You should definitely put that in the song.
I'm telling you guys, it was so much better the first time around. I had those two guys doing it. I'll just shut up. I'm so depressed about that. I think that's the second time since I've been officially doing the Snowplow show that I've lost an entire show. Or an entire segment because of recording issues. It sucks.
Instead of, like, I don't know. Just one of, like, the little catchphrases people say in the beginning of the song. They're all pretty legendary, but this one's immediately legendary. So it needs to be in the song. So we need to get one of our audio engineers to go ahead and do that. And
get,
then we
get
also
to work.
Need to get somebody to take care of the Baba Booey Baba
Booey. Not again. He always gets me with that. All right, thanks for nothing, Brad, the producer. And now I'm just pissed off because I just got Baba Booey'd again, and that always happens, and I'm just going to end the voicemail segment. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just not in the mood anymore. Or wait, here, let's see what Corbin guy has to say. There's two voicemails from him. One is 13 seconds, and one is over a minute. I choose the 13-second one.
And you're going to play the second message. You're going to play the second message first. Oh, Brad, I always have incredibly awesome things to say. Keeps the morale up.
Yep, if only there was a way to keep that from happening, Corbin guy. But anyway, I am done with the voicemails, and I'm done with the show, so thanks, everyone, for listening to the show today. And thank you, Finn H., for sponsoring the show today. It's Finn H.'s fault that I'm about to read a list of people who've signed up in the past month or so to support the show, such as Chris and Rad Scrambles and Al Bo and Jared Reynolds and Jarrett R. and James and Cody and Casey and Chris. Well, there's two Chris's, apparently. And then, of course, there's Stephen R. and Lars H. and Carlos R. and Brandon and Mike and Sean and Beats808.com. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show. That's my newest attempt in trying to make sure that I recognize everyone who supported the show. I hope that went well. If you'd like to be a supporter of the show, it's really easy to do. Just go to patreon.com/phonelosers. Notice I'm doing this on the end this time, so JAG TV doesn't give me shit about doing it on the beginning, or maybe it's just because I forgot to on the beginning. But if you don't like Patreon, you can just do it directly through the website at phonelosers.com/cactus. Sign up for $5 a month, and you will get access to the Hobosodes and the secret shows, and sometimes live show videos and chat rooms and, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. It's totally worth it, you guys, and you should do it. And speaking of extra shows, did you notice I only did one show last week? I mean, I did two shows, including the Hobosode, but I forgot to do a show last week. Or it's not that I forgot, I just wasn't feeling the best this weekend. So I think I owe you guys another show this week. I'll do my best to make that happen. But knowing me, I'll probably just won't do any more shows at all this week. This is going to be it. You know how I am.
You may think that the Baudelaires ought to prevail and be tucked someplace all safe and sound. Count Olaf captured and rotting in jail, his hench people nowhere around.
But there's no happy endings, not here and not now. This tale is all sorrows and woes. You dream that justice and peace win the day, but that's not how the story goes.
You might think that two parents, both brave and both true, would live till a nice ripe old age. But I'm sad to say I have bad news for you. The curtain rings down on this stage.
Yes, there's no happy endings, not here and not now.
This tale is all sorrows and woes.
You might dream that justice and peace win the day, but that's not how the story goes.
I once loved a girl and she thought well of me.
We thought we'd be happy together, but now I'm alone, as you can well see, and she's cold in her grave forever. There's no happy endings, not here and not now.
This tale is all sorrows and woes. You might dream that justice and peace win the day, but that's not how the story goes.
The world is a pair of ill-fitting pants and other dire, hideous clothes.
You might think that three children would lead pleasant lives, but that's not how the story goes.
Some people smile at the end of the day, some people laugh, I suppose.
But to me, there's nothing but gloom and despair. That's just how the story goes. It's just how the story
Foreigner?